The life of a dancer, as I learned from my grandmother, isn't always adoring audiences, standing ovations, or beautiful garlands of flowers. In my own dance incarnation, there were the inevitable highs and lows. It was when I was recruited as a guinea pig for the Artists in Schools program in Maine that I encountered some of my lows. One of my gigs was an invitation to perform at my son's elementary school in Harpswell Island, Maine. When I stepped on stage, the students' jaws dropped. Did they think I had descended from the moon? They received my performance with much enthusiasm and bombarded me at the end with questions. Why do you have a red dot on your forehead? Why are your feet and the palms of your hands painted orange? Are those real flowers in your hair? Do all the women in India wear bells around their ankles? Once back home, as we were sitting down to dinner, my older son turned to me and said, "Ma, don't ever come to our school dressed like that again." I complied, thinking back to the times the grown-ups in my family had mortified me with their behaviour.
Sukanya Raman, Dancing in the Family, An Unconventional Memoir of Three Women, 2005.